Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Gage?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Gage, how's it going in your neck of the woods?
Hot. Really
yeah.
Hot.
Hey, you're in Utah. Typically, it doesn't get too hot over there, but, man, you guys get all the weathers. You get the cold and the hot of the hot.
Right now, it's 103 degrees outside where
Ooh.
I'm
at. Man, yeah, no, that's hot. Well, I hope you stay cool. You got the AC on whenever you're in the truck. I know, you were speaking to my mapping coordinator here, Pearl, about the first page placements that we had available for programming today. Did you have any questions on how that service worked for you at all or anything like that?
Yeah, I would like to be able to get a rundown from you on like
sure.
how it works and
okay.
exactly what I'm paying for, because she included that there would be a price.
Okay.
And I'm just trying to make sure I have all my ducks in a row so I can figure how much I'm paying for what I'm paying for exactly.
Okay, for sure. So I do have a question here. I'm going to go into how this program works, but on the business name that Pearl gave me over here, it says Sage. Is it construction?
It should be Sage, capital X, excavation and construction.
Okay, excavation and construction. Okay, so because when I put into, so I have a box here that I can put like your phone number in. When I put in a phone number, your phone number actually pops up for GB Fabrications and Design. Is that an old
so
listing?
No, that is another company that I do own, but this is my personal number that I have listed as a secondary number to all of those companies.
Okay.
The other number is our office number, so that's why you get that with this.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, gotcha. And is it the same company, or you got two different companies?
So it's two separate entities run by the same person.
Gotcha. Okay. I understood now. All right. I was just like, sometimes I have business owners that have like just listings all out there, and I'm like, okay, we got to clean this up for you, but I'm understanding.
Yeah, we gotta narrow that down.
Yeah. All right. So how it works, the rundown for you is anybody that searches your services on Google, we would program the Sage Excavation and Construction to the first page of Google. So that way people can just click to call you directly. So no one is charged. We don't charge you per lead, per call, per job, but you would always be there at that moment that your customers need your service, and they can just click your phone number right when they're ready to make that call. And that makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, it's a paired service. So we also do set up, and I don't know if you have one. So if you do not have one yet, we set up a Facebook page for you. It is a business page. So it would say Sage Excavation and Construction. Anybody that searches your services on Google, we would be able to retarget them on Facebook. So now they can see you on both platforms, and we can start to target specific cities and zip codes that you would want to target. I understand you're kind of right there on the border, so if you want to go and target the Arizona area, we can target that as well, specific cities. If you want to stay in the UT area, we can target specific cities and zip codes as well in there, or you can just have a mile radius. It's really customized to where you want to do work in. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I understand you don't have a website currently right now. Are you guys working on getting one, or have you guys even thought about one or anything like that?
It's kind of, you know, your sister's cousin said this, but
sure.
My wife's brother is, he's a marketer, and
nice.
He's supposed to be building me a website here in his downtime, but you know how that goes.
Yeah.
Family lead time as well.
Family discount, family lead time. It's like, hey, when are you going to get to it? I'll get to it when I get to it. I'm working on it. I promise.
But yeah, all of a sudden you go a whole year without it. It's like, well, shit, should have just bought it.
Yeah, exactly. It saves you time and money at the end of the day, right? So... We do websites. We are a one-stop shop. So we do build the website that we create the content for it. So that way we can pair it to that Facebook and the Google Business Profile. That way that website is always displayed on the first page placements of Google. Now, when I say that, people think, you know, websites take a long time to make. They don't, especially when you pay for them. they get done in a timely manner for you. Our websites usually take only 7 to 14 days to make, and that would be up, running, and published and revised within the 7 to 14 days. Typically, it takes us 7 days. My tech team does send you a revision, so that way you can make sure everything is correct. If you want something changed, added, taken off, pictures, videos, anything like that, that's fine. That's why we do send it to you, so we can make sure that you give us the thumbs up before we publish it. Typically, that will be done within that 14-day marker, so that's up and running very quickly for you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. For the Facebook, do you have a Facebook page yet, or do you not have one?
So we are currently not advertising at all.
Okay. Yeah, some people just have like a Facebook page where they just post on there. So, we would help you make that Facebook page for you, and then we would run those campaigns out. So you wouldn't have to do anything on that end. We would create the content. Obviously, we would want the pictures that you have done for your work, so that way it makes it you and not like a stock photo.
Right.
But we actually take care of that for you, and we help you build that. That gets done within 7 to 14 days, and those advertisements on those retargeting campaigns are being published out there as well. Now, for the Google, it does take a little bit of time. They do pin verify you. If you do not have the Sage excavation and construction page up yet with Google, we would help you get pin verified through there. If you are already pin verified, then we just start the programming. To populate on the first page of Google, it does take around 30 to 45 days to get maximum results. That's not to say you're not going to get jobs in the first month. That's just saying that it takes about 100 hours for us to program that Google Business Profile. That's why we lean on those Facebook campaigns to get you out into the market a lot faster. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Now, everything comes down to the bottom line. I'm pretty sure you're like, okay, I understand how it works now, and that all makes sense, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't mention this. We also place you on Yelp, Yahoo, and Apple. So anybody that does a search off of Google, we want to make sure that you still pop up and people can still contact you directly. It's a small percentage, but you're still always there at that time of people searching, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, for the fun part, everything comes down to just a flat monthly fee month to month. We do not charge you, like I said, per lead, per job, per call. So whether you get 50 calls in a month or you get 200 calls in a month, it always stays at that flat rate. It never fluctuates for you. Okay. It keeps the business owners at that bottom line where they can budget, and it's easier for them to do that. For that flat rate, it would just be $249 on a month-to-month basis. There is a one-time setup fee of just $99. So the first month is $348, and then it's just $249 month-to-month after that, no contracts. Okay?
All right.
Okay. Now, I say no contracts, Gage, because is it Gage or is it Sage?
It's Gage.
Gage, okay. I say no contracts because we don't lock you into a 3, 6, 12-month contract. If at any point you wanted to cancel the service because you felt like you weren't getting the premium service here, you could. We don't charge you a cancellation fee. We don't charge you a pause penalty, early termination fees of any sort. We just ask that you give us 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. But typically, we have a 97% retention rate after that first month. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, with us being a Google Premier Channel partner, Gage, we can only work with one company per industry per area. That's why Pearl did reach out. Once we do fill this position for you, we do not work with any of your competitors, meaning you're never going to share your position with anybody at the same time you're not going to share your customers because it's going to be a direct call service into you. Leads are not coming in through an app. You're not going to have to call people, nothing like that. Once they see your guys' phone number or your business phone number, whichever one you would like to put on there, they could just click that, call that directly, and it's a live call happening right to your phone at that point, okay?
Okay, and that's a secure phone call and all that stuff. That's just from one phone to another, right?
Yes, sir. That's right. That would be like me finding you in your area. Like, let's say I live in, you know, Utah area where you're located, and I found you, and I saw your business on Google, and I needed your services. I would just click your phone number, and I would call you straight from my cell phone.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how that works. With this being an exclusive listing gauge, I mean, I'm sure you'd like to take advantage of it. That way we can help you build all this stuff out and, I mean, get that website up and running in a timely manner, right?
Right.
Okay. Do you have a PIN verification already set up for the Sage Excavation and Construction or not yet?
And that's through binverified.com or?
No, this is going to be through Google.
Oh, okay.
So do you have do you have a Google page yet for Sage Excavation?
Oh, no. No, we don't.
Okay. So we would PIN verify you once my tech team does work hand in hand with you. So typically it comes in one or two ways. We create the Google business profile. We send it over to Google, and then they'll either do a text message with PIN verification, or they will do a video verification. My tech team works hand in hand to make sure that it's done correctly. So once you are PIN verified, now you're up on Google. Now we can start programming you to that first page placement of Google, okay?
Okay.
Okay. The address that you're at, are you guys operating from the 510 North 100 West Kanab?
No, so we are operating out of our, so it's a shop down here that it's underneath the umbrella, a bunch of part owners own it. And there's about three or four different companies that run out of this same address.
Okay.
But it's 1236 U.S. Highway 89A in Fredonia, Arizona.
Okay, sorry. One more time. 1236 Fredonia?
Oh, sorry. It's 1236 U.S.
U.S., I'm sorry.
89A. Fredonia, Arizona. You spell Fredonia, F-R-E-B-O. NIA. And then Arizona 850022.
Okay. And the zip code again, one more time?
It's 860-22.
22. Gotcha. Okay, let me see here. And this is where, like, you guys can get mail from and everything like that. Is that correct?
Yes, that is the physical address of our company, yes.
Okay, perfect. Let me just make sure.
But with that being said, with the excavation side of stuff, I don't know if anyone's actually going to show up to this location. It's more of just a maintenance yard for our equipment before we send it out to their location.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. And like I said, like with the Facebook retargeting campaigns, we can target specific cities and zip codes that you guys would like to fall into.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. Let me see here. So I got, one more time. I'm sorry here. For some reason, it wasn't popping up. I got the Fredonia, but, what's the first part of the address?
It is 1236. Capital U period S period 89A.
Gotcha. Okay. And that's Fredonia, Arizona 86022.
Yes, sir.
Okay. For some reason, I heard H 89A. So, like, I had the H in there. I was like, this isn't popping up. So, well, I apologize. Sure, I had like a little typo there.
That's all right.
You're good. I just had the typo and I was like, It's not reading this year. So, okay, I got you all there. Now, for your, I understand you have your phone number on the other Google Business profile for the GB Fabrications. Do you want to use your phone number, or do you guys have a business phone number that you guys would like to put on that Google Business profile?
So the idea behind this phone number being on both of these companies is that we're going to turn my personal phone number into the business phone number, and then I'm just going to go and get an entirely different personal phone number. So this will turn into the business phone eventually.
Gotcha. Okay. So I'll keep it the same as the 435-899-0914.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay. Perfect. And then, we are in agreement here that you want us to build the website, correct?
So with the website, what comes all with that? Is it just another place for them to view the phone number, or is it like a category of all the shit we do, or what is
it? Yeah, no, it's a full-blown website. So it could be a 5-page website. It could be a 6-page website. You could have all the way up to 10 pages. I mean, there's really no limit, but typically websites usually have around 5 to 8 pages. It's a full blown of what you guys do, all your services, has your phone number on there, has your guys's logo as well.
Pictures and things.
Yep, pictures and everything like that. If you want to add a video on there, we can add a video on the top if you want. So it's a full blown website. It's custom made for you guys. And like I said, that would be done within 7 to 14 days for you guys.
And what would be the charge from doing like a 5-page website as versus a 10-page website?
There's no charge. It's all included in the $249 month to month with only the $99 setup fee.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you guys want to add or take off, I always get this as well with my clients. They always ask, well, what's the service fee for me asking to update the website? There is none. If you have pictures, if you want to update something, if you want us to change anything, you just call us and let us know. It falls within the $249 month to month. You guys don't get paid, like you guys don't get charged an extra $25 to $50 or anything like that.
Okay.
Perfect. Gage, for your first name is G-A-G-E, correct?
That's right.
Okay. And what's your last name?
The color brown.
Brown. Nice. That's funny. My first name is Charlie. So when people say, what's your name? I'm like, it's Charlie, like Charlie Brown. And they always like, okay, so Charlie Brown is your name. I'm like, no. It's just like Charlie Brown.
Was,
was it? Awesome, dude. Yeah, they always called me that. Charlie Brown, Charlie bit my finger. I mean, you name it, they called me. All right. What's a good email address for you, Gage?
Personally or the company?
Wherever you want us to send everything over to you. So you're going to get a business invoice. It's going to come into this email address. We do communicate with you through email, text message, phone as well. So wherever you would like us to have on file to communicate to send everything over to you, that's where I would recommend to put that on file.
All right, let's put Brown Gage, 4488.
Is that at Gmail or Yahoo?
Yes. Gmail.
Gmail. Brown Gage 4488.
Yes.
Perfect. And then, so as of right now, I know like this is your phone number. Is this going to be the phone number that's going to be the best to contact you directly with here with us and our tech team?
Yes, I still carry this phone daily, so yes.
Okay, perfect. So if we ever need to get a hold of you, like we'll just call this phone number and then we can kind of go from that point.
If I end up needing to change that later in the day, then I'll give you a call and give you the secondary phone number, which will be my personal one or my marketing team, their number, and they'll be able to figure all that out. Or my wife will be able to figure all that out.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Awesome. I want to make sure that's there. Okay. Okay. And then do you have specific cities and zip codes that you want to target, or are you guys just kind of going into a mile radius as of right now?
So right now, we're at a dead stop because we haven't really advertised anything. We're kind of letting our competitors have it all because we just barely are trying to take over this company. And
right.
It's kind of been slow and stagnant since the original owner passed away, and actually my father.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
And that's been, that's all right. It's been about 9 years since it's had its last motor job. So if we could target CNAB solely, that would be nice, so I'd have to travel as far.
Okay. CNAB, definitely get you in there.
Yes. The code for that is 84741.
4747, what was that again? I'm sorry.
84741.
Gotcha. Okay. And CNAB. Gotcha. And that's where you guys want to start out as of right now, start getting jobs under your belts and start getting things consistently picking the flow up. And then from there, we can start to weed you out into the other areas, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. I will do that, and I will tell my tech team on that as well. And then for all the services that you provide, I know you guys are doing excavation, I know you guys are doing construction, but what are the most services that you guys want to be found for on that first page placements of Google? Like for construction, I mean, I know excavation, we do excavations across the country as well, but like for constructions, I know that's kind of like a wide variety of things. I mean, are you guys doing new construction? Are you guys doing remodeling construction? Like what kind of construction do you want to fall under? Because I don't want you to get jobs for something that you guys don't even offer. That's going to be a waste of time and a waste of money for you at the end of the day. So I want to make sure that we're programming you for specific so you get those calls that come to you guys so you guys can pick up that work.
So let's do it as more of a – how would I even word that?
Well, just kind of give me an idea and I can kind of, I can kind of help you.
All right, let's do solely the excavation is what we go off of.
Okay.
So any kind of dirt working, soil renovation, soil tests, we do percolation tests as well. We can essentially, before a house can get built, they call us, we come in, we do all the dirt work for them, we can tell them what can happen with the dirt, we do it all to see if the soil is even good is what a percolation test does.
Gotcha.
And then we can build all the roads to the house, and then we can build the house pad as well.
Okay. So, what would be really cool to get to help you guys get is basically some builders that buy a piece of property and then call you guys to basically test the soil and then build everything out so then they can start building the subdivision there.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. Awesome. And then hours of
operation. Go ahead. On the front page, you can also put in the septic, septic tank installations and the leach fields. We do that as well. That's one of our primary things down here too.
And then leach fields.
Yes.
Perfect.
Any kind of piping that needs to go in the ground at all, any kind of whatever the hell you need that goes on under the ground, we can take care of it. Unless it's like a gas line, a main gas line or anything like that, that's not really something we deal with because we're not licensed to deal with hazmat yet. But
okay.
Anything else we can deal with.
Gotcha. Okay. Perfect. Okay. Awesome. And then hours of operation, are you guys open Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday? How does it, what do you want to? 24/7. Gotcha.
You can call me at 1 o'clock in the morning or 1 o'clock in the afternoon. You
okay. Yeah. Okay. Perfect. I want to make sure I got that there. Okay. I got you on that one. And then do you guys have, I mean, you guys have been in business for a while, but do you guys have a logo for your company, or do you guys not have one yet?
So we've still got an old one, but we haven't built the, or we haven't made the new one yet. But we can throw the old one on that page, and if we need to switch it out, then I don't know how hard that would be. But I have a picture of the old one as well.
Okay.
So that would help you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And then once you get the new one, you can let us know and we can swap it out. It's not really hard for us to swap it out. Our tech team is verified and basically trained by Google, so we know how to do all the Google products. So it's not hard for them to swap that out for you at all.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Okay, perfect there.
And do you want me to send that to you so they can start building that, or do I talk to your tech team about that?
So how I'm going to do it is I'm going to set up an onboarding call. We'll probably set that up as early as tomorrow if you have availability. They're going to ask you how you want the website built. They're also going to ask you to send them the PDF or the picture that you have for that, so that way they can get working on it. That'll go through that onboarding stage with you.
Okay.
Perfect. All right. So I have all that stuff. I'm going to send this on over to them so that way they have this. To secure your first months of payment here, Gage, how would you guys like to secure that listing? Are you guys going to be using a business credit card, or are you guys going to be using a debit card?
It'll be an Amex credit card.
Okay. And then on there, does it just have Gage Brown, or does it have Sage Excavation and Construction, or does it have both?
So it is a company card with Action Sanitation.
Action Sanitation?
Yeah, it's a completely different company card, but it's all it's from the same people that are helping us buy this company.
Gotcha.
So we're part of an umbrella with this, if that makes sense.
Oh, okay. And with
it's a family that owns a shitload of companies, basically.
Okay. So you work for the Rockefellers. No, just kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I do, but I'm not rich.
Yeah, right. I think we all do. All right, so let's see. For the billing address, though, on the Action Sanitation card, is it the same address as the 1236, or is it a different address?
It'll go back to that 510 North 100 West.
Okay. Let me just make sure. 510. And that's 510 North 100 West Kanab, Utah?
Yes.
Okay. And then that zip code is the 84741, correct?
That's right.
Okay. I just want to make sure I have that correct for you. Man, you're on the low part of, UT, huh?
Low as it gets.
Yeah. No wonder you're saying it's super hot. It's hilarious. I go to my cousin actually lives over there. He lives north of you, but he lives in the Salt Lake area. He lives in between Salt Lake and Park City, Utah. So he lives kind of in that area.
Oh. That's about 5.5 hours from me.
Yeah, I figured. No, I know. I like it up there, though. It's super nice. My dad, we actually go up there when we take vacations. We'll go to Park City, Utah, obviously when it's not super busy, because that's, like, one of the worst times to go. But he loves, like, the lodge up there because it's all, like, old. And he just like, let's go there. And I'm like, all right, that sounds good. We can go and hang out. So he loves those like old town mining company stuff. So.
Right.
Awesome. So I'm glad that that's there. Oh, it's UT. Make sure that's UT there too for you. Okay. And then you said it's going to be Amex. So that's going to be American Express, correct?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Okay. And then. My system doesn't like any commas, spaces, or anything like that, so we will take that out for you. Okay, and then for the card number itself, I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay, and this is the 350, correct?
348 on the dot. There are no taxes involved, so it's not going to come out as like 350.57. It's only going to come out at 348.
Okay.
Yep.
And you'll email me a receipt for this, right?
Yeah, so after I'm done just getting the information here, I'm going to actually set up a security question for you. This is just going to be, so we're always talking to you, and you know you're always talking to us. We don't sell or share any of the information. I also walk you through a voice verification with the pricing structure, so that never changes on you. That's going to be sent to you in writing as well with your invoice. I stay on the phone with you, so if there is any mishaps there, I can change it right then and there so you guys can use this as a 100% tax write-off at the end of the year.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. Perfect.
All right, it's 3767.
Mm-hmm.
412-931.
Mm-hmm.
Got that right, yeah. Okay. 61191.
Okay. And the expiration date?
07 of 28.
And then I think it's a four-digit code on the American Express. Is that correct? For the security?
Yes. It's 0004.
Okay. Can I read back the card number to you? Is that okay?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. I just want to make sure it's correct. I have 3767, 4123, 3161.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
41-29-31.
Oh, okay. Did I say 23?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I have, 41-29-31, 61-19-1.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Sorry about that. I saw the three and it just like, I went there. Okay, so I have that there for you. For the security question, I know you kind of mentioned briefly your wife. Do you want to have her added on this account as well so she can call in and ask if she wants you to basically like change anything she has access to this also?
Yeah.
Okay. What is your wife's name?
It is Emma Brown.
Emma Brown. Okay. Perfect. So with the security question, please let Emma know the security question as well. So that way when she does call in, she knows it because that's the way to unlock your account here, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I got three questions for you. You can have one of them. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
Mother's maiden.
Mother's maiden. Okay. And what's mom's name?
The maiden name is Johnston. It's not Johnson. It's John and then Stun.
So J-O-N-J-O-H-N-S-T-O-N?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Give me one sec because they do not let me see this. They blur it out for me. And I have to do it twice for you.
Oh.
Yeah. Like I said, we secure you here. That way you're always protected with us here as well. All right. So I got that for you. All right. Give me a sec. Base product. Okay. You're all set up there. Perfect. Got the website there for you as well. All right. I'm going to go through this voice verification really quickly, Gage. Like I said, this is going to be on a recorded line, so this will be sent to you in writing with that pricing structure. If inflation does decide to go up, you always have this for your records to be like, hey, I'm locked in at the 249 rate month to month, so I never have to pay those higher premium fees. Okay?
Okay,
here we go. Welcome to Local Slash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Slash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
The name is Sage Excavation and Construction.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
It's Gage Brown, and I am the owner.
Awesome. And then you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. And then you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Gage, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us here at Local Splash and not another company. So that's going to be your mother's maiden name, Johnston. Okay.
And if they don't give me that security question, then don't talk to them, or?
Yeah, so typically we will ask your security question every time you call in. If they do not ask you that security question, you could always say, hey, what's my security question? If they do not have that answer for you, you hang up and you call us directly, okay? And I'm going to give you a phone number for our customer service line for you as well, okay?
Sure.
Okay. Right here it says, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Are you, Local Splash is the name of the company with the voice verification, right?
That's our company here. So we're the Google Channel partners is Local Splash. That's who's going to be taking care of your account. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Perfect. I have a customer service number here. Do you want to write it down or would you want me to email it to you? I can do both as well.
Let's do both. And I'm
okay.
Where you are.
It's 877-635-6225.
No extensions?
That's going to be to our customer service. So there is not going to be an extension. If you want to get a hold of me directly, you can have an extension for 203. That will call directly into my line here. If I do not answer, please leave me a message. I'll always get back to you within an hour.
Okay. Hey, what was your name, by the way?
My name's Charlie. Remember, like Charlie Brown?
That's right.
Awesome. All right, so you have that there. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
No, probably not.
Any particular reason why?
Are you talking like, am I going to go to somebody else and market through them and not through just directly Local Splash or?
So here we just don't like, so we don't want you to pay for anything twice. So if you are going to do something like a promotion or something like that, we just want to make sure everybody's on the same page, right? So if you're going to go with somebody else, we want to just make sure that it's like, you're like, hey, I hired this person to do this. And it's like, hey, we do that for you and we can show you the track record of what we're doing. So that way you guys aren't spending money twice. Does that make sense?
Okay. Okay.
Okay, perfect. We just all want to be on the same page with you so we can get you the best results possible. That's what it is.
That makes sense.
Okay, perfect. So you would let us know about any marketing efforts, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I have to ask. It's in the terms and agreements here. So your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is June 27th. In the non-refundable amount of the $348, when the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 27th in the amount of just $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, Gage, you may discontinue or pause your agreement by contacting client support at that 877-635-6225 number. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. I'm going to set up an onboarding call with you tomorrow. What is your schedule like? Now, I know you're Mountain Time, correct? Or are you Pacific Standard?
Yeah, Mountain Time. Sorry.
Okay. So it's about 12 o'clock right now, your time. Is that correct?
Noon, yes.
Okay. So tomorrow, how it works for you is you'll have customer service representatives available to you from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Tomorrow, I have availability anywhere from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. tomorrow. 1 o'clock that's going to be your time. 1 o'clock's for you, are going to be a no-go because that's where my tech team does take their lunch. So I can set anything up in the morning for you or the afternoon. Which one would you prefer for that onboarding call?
Let's go for the morning.
Okay. Morning, 8 a.m., 9 a.m., 10, 11, 12.
Eight a.m. will work.
8 a.m. Nice and early. Everybody will have their coffee and donuts. Awesome. Local splash. Perfect. So everything went green on my end, Gage. So everything is up and running. You did secure that listing. So I do want to formally welcome you to Local Splash. We are like a family here. That's why we have that 877 number for you. If you need anything changed, updated, taken off, rearranged, please reach out to us. Let us know. You will also be provided a dashboard where we're going to create where you can log in and you can track everything with the Google Business Profile, the Facebook retargeting campaigns, and you'll be able to see your website through there as well. We're going to set that up for you so that way month to month you can see your campaign with us and how it's working for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, you should have received a couple text messages from us. One should say, Gage, thanks for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And then it'll say, please click here for the subscription. You're going to click that link. It's going to take you to our terms and conditions. There's going to be two checkboxes on the bottom, and there's going to be a deal where you're going to sign your first and last name. You're just going to put Gage Brown, and then you're going to hit confirm. Once you do that, it's going to take you to that login page. Let me know when you get there. No rush.
What is the deliver or the delays in delivery?
Excuse
on
me?
Your terms? Oh, hold on. I'm just reading out loud. Sorry.
Oh, okay. No, it's okay. There we go.
I learned the hard way about not reading the fine print on shit. So.
No, I understand. That's why we send those to you guys, and you guys always have that as well. So. Take your like that's why I said take your time, and then once you have that, I'm gonna help you log into your dashboard.
What is an add-on or plugins installation policy?
Let me go here. Where are you reading that? Which part? What's the headline?
In the Local Splash terms of experience is what it says.
Yes, sir. So you got your services, you got Google Business Profile optimizations, and then you also have Google Business Profile access, directory submissions. Which category are you reading?
Shit, I lost it. Give me just a second. I got
no worries. It's okay.
Oh, okay. It's right here. It's add-ons / plugins installation policy. It says installation fee, $49, one-time payment per plugin. I'm just wondering what a plugin is.
That's if something's not included in our package. Like if you're just wanting to say, like, if you want us to do something that's over extensive, that's not in your package already, then we charge for that. So plugins could mean like widgets that we have to add on that we would have to go buy. Like, for example, if you wanted us to host, a backend for your website to send out to customers, then that might cost you $49 month to month for us to do that.
Okay.
Yeah. But that doesn't, that's not going to apply to you here because what you're looking to do, I've never, honestly, we've typically never really done that for people here. We usually had that all-inclusive deal too.
Okay.
Perfect. I'm also going to send you an email while you're reading that. It's going to be a Google Calendar. The Google Calendar is going to have you, myself, and my tech team CC'd on there for that 8 a.m. call tomorrow morning. Okay? So if you just, once you get it, you can just hit yes. It's just going to confirm the time that my tech team is going to reach out to you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Let me see. Okay. Interesting. Okay, so that should be in your inbox there.
It's saying, to get your the verification for my Google Business profile.
On the terms?
Oh, no, I got out of there. I left those.
Oh, did you sign them on the bottom? Did you click the I agree to receive text messages?
I have not. No, okay. I was texting one of my employees telling them, hey, there's a guy up here.
Okay, no worries. Yeah, so once you do that, it's going to take you to a login page with your username and password. That's going to be where you're going to be able to access everything.
Okay, we're there.
Okay, so in there you should have received a text message that gives you your username and password. Typically, the username is going to be your phone number, the 435 phone number. And then in that next to it, it'll say password with what you can just kind of copy and paste in there. And then once you have that in, it should say, we are working on your account. Follow back up in a couple of days or something like that.
Yep. Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Is that what it says for you?
We're working on your account. We checked back in 2 to 3 business days.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah, because there's nothing in there as of right now. We have to build everything. So you're all set up here. I'm going to send everything over that you and I talked about over to my tech team so that that way they can get started on it as well. They're going to verify everything tomorrow on the call, and then they'll walk you through where you're going to be able to see everything for that dashboard so you can start tracking everything as well, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. You have any questions for me as of right now, Gage?
Am I good to get out of this local flash thing? And then
yeah, you're good there.
Okay.
No, you're good on that one. You already signed it, and then you hit confirm. That took you to the deal. Let me see. Yep. Nope, you're good there. So you're all set up here. Again, like I said, welcome to Local Splash. If you ever need me as well, please reach out to me. It's the 877 number with the 203 on the back end of it as well, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm going to get started here, and then I'll call you tomorrow morning, and then we'll be ready to rock and roll at that point, okay?
All righty. Okay, thank you.
No problem, Gage. You have a good rest of your evening. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. See you.
Okay. Bye-bye.